These two men were walking on the road to Emmaus. Jesus came and began to speak to them and minister the word of God, the scriptures, the Holy Bible. But you know what, my friend? There Jesus was standing right before them, and they did not recognize him. And how many times has God stood right before you and tried to speak to you, but you did not recognize him?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's really good to be with you here today on Truth and Fact. And isn't the Word of God good? And God is good. And thank God, if you're saved, oh, praise the Lord. Praise God, your sins are forgiven, and that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and that you belong to the Lord. That's right, we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to Jesus. Well, we're in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. We're talking about having a renewed passion for Jesus Christ. And maybe right now, I'm not saying you don't love God. Perhaps you do. But maybe in your heart, it's not quite as on fire for God as it once was. And maybe we need the Lord to rekindle a passion in our heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how to regain a passion for Christ? I guess that would be the question. Well, first of all, we must have a firsthand experience. You must know Jesus Christ for yourself. You have to have your own Damascus Road experience and encounter with a living God. You're not getting to heaven just because your daddy's a pastor, or just because your grandpa was a deacon, or just because you go to church, or just because you own a Bible. That's not getting you to heaven. It's good to go to church. It's good to have a Bible. But you must have an encounter with God. Knowing something and possessing something are two totally different things. People may know a lot about the Bible. They might even know scripture. They can recite scripture. They can memorize scriptures. They know books, chapters, and verses, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But my friend, they might have a knowledge of the Bible, but they have not known God experientially. They have not possessed it. And he doesn't possess them, okay? So it's important that we not only know the Word of God, but that we experience this Word, that we apply it, appropriate it in our lives. There's a lot of people. I have tried for years and years and years to reach them, to minister the Word of God, but they're just not getting it. Jesus says, "He who has ears, let him hear." Well, they listen through their carnal ears, but they're not listening with their spiritual ears. And I'm afraid it's a great deal of the church today. Where we hear the preaching, we hear the teaching, but are we appropriating that word by faith in our lives? Are you living by it? Are you living by faith according to the word of God? Oh, we can say amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that's a good message. But my friend, we walk out the doors. Are we really applying that word in our lives? Well, I pray that you are, and I pray that you're living by faith, not by fact. People live by facts. Well, there's a lot of facts, but I want to live by faith. I want to live by the Word of God, the true Word of God, the Holy Bible. Amen. So first of all, you have to have a firsthand experience. But how to regain a passion for Christ? Well, to have a heart that's spiritual and not material. Verse 21 says, "But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." You see, these two men on the road to Emmaus had expectations that were materialistic at the core. They were sincere, good men, but they had hoped that Jesus was the one who would have redeemed Israel. In other words, what they were expecting was the Messiah to come and usher in a materialistic kingdom, a kingdom that would get these Romans off their backs, a redeemer who would establish it right now. And that's what a lot of people want. They want it right now, no waiting, no sacrificing, no tarrying. However, they couldn't see that the Redeemer had come. He was already here and came, and he healed the sick, and he cast out demons, opened blinded eyes, cleansed the lepers, raised the dead. He gave his life as a ransom for many, and he rose from the grave. There he was right before them, and they did not recognize him. And sometimes Jesus is standing right before us, and we don't recognize him either.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.